24/7.
CBS News Brief. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis will be back on the witness stand at a hearing in Atlanta today in Donald Trump's election interference case to defend a romantic relationship with a colleague.
I don't need anything from a man. The only man who's ever foot my bills completely is my dad.
A Trump co-defendant is trying to have her removed from the case. A judge in New York's expected to announce how much the former president will have to pay for allegedly inflating the value of his properties to defraud banks and insurers. Palestinian health officials now say four patients died when their oxygen ran out during an Israeli attack on a medical center in Rafah. CBS's Carissa Lawson.
Israeli forces raided a hospital in southern Gaza, saying Hamas held hostages there and their remains could still be inside. The director of the hospital in Khan Yunis called the assault catastrophic.
The IDF says it rounded up 20 suspects. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veterans guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler than yesterday. Our high right around 26 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 7 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 30. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for a little coffee, conversation, and country on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit our friends at The Ground Up at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us in the Sunrise Show. Got your host James behind the mic, and I am getting the band back together. We got Terry Johns with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good to have you with us. Good to kick off the weekend with you.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're here to have some fun. We got some requests coming up for you. A little bit of information on that first request too. Also get into a little bit of our National Day of Calendar. We've got some country music news for you. All that coming up. Terry, want to kick things off, of course. Terry is the CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. That's usually how I like to introduce you. I give you your title. We wanted to talk a little United Way with you. I know Power of the Purse is right around the corner.
Yeah, we've got Power of the Purse coming up on March 12th, and tickets are available now. So if you're unfamiliar with Power of the Purse, this is a handbag silent auction event. Happens at Bullseye Golf Club here in Wisconsin Rapids from 5 until 7:30. So it's just kind of a nice happy hour event. We say hors d'oeuvres. It's really, you know, a nice build your own pasta bar. So
yeah,
it's a nice meal.
Nice.
There's always a fun signature drink that Bullseye donates some of the proceeds back. And all of the funds that are raised during this event are for early grade learning and literacy. So it's hosted by our Women United, and everything gets put back into great programs like Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, serving kids right here in Southwood County. And then also supportive classroom grants. So So kindergarten through third grade teachers can submit grants to Women United to seeking funding to maybe have some enhancements for literacy in their classroom. So it's a really great event. Good time. We encourage all women in the community to come on out and check it out. You can find information about the event or purchase tickets at uwswac.org.
I think the grants part of that is so unique. We've touched you and I on the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library a lot, and I'd like to talk as we get closer to the event a little more about that. But the grants part, I don't think a lot of people know about, and I don't know if that's nobody's fault. It's just one of those things that I think that kind of gets lost in the shuffle sometimes. That could be really vital for schools and teachers out there.
And it's kind of fun because we've seen so much creativity with it. I mean, we'll have a teacher say, "Hey, I don't have enough, just books for the kids as book boxes, that they take home." So we'll have that. We actually had one elementary school, I believe, your alma mater here, your Washington Wolves, yeah. Right? Is that what they are?
Wildcats.
Yeah. My bad. Okay. Oh, happy Friday, everyone. But they did a really cool school-wide read-along. So each family that goes to the school received the same book, and then they were to read, at home to a certain point, and then they did a celebration at the end. So a lot of creativity around it, and for us, we just want kids getting the practice reading that they're supposed to get. And there's 150 million reasons why it doesn't happen, but this is, we're trying to give some motivation and some incentive to make it happen. So, just really cool, fun ideas that teachers and reading interventionists have come up with.
We go to extremes, I know, a lot in society nowadays, but I don't think it's pushing it to say that this is one of the greatest investments you can make. When you are adding to this, when you're being a part of Power of the Purse or Dolly Parton's Imagination Library or anything with Women United and anything with the United Way, you're investing in your community. A program like this is investing in our kids, which is investing in our future, which... Where's the negative to that? Where's the downside? There isn't one. It's nothing but positive. And one of the greatest things we can do with our dollar, with our future, with our time, is invest in our children, invest in kids.
Yeah, and literacy, is the... Everything hinges on that, right? You have to be able to read to do pretty much anything. So hop on board with this and join us for Women United for Power of the Purse.
Find out more at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on all their social media accounts. Great way to keep up on things and a real nice follow, too. You guys do a great job with your social media accounts and everything. Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 16th, 2024. We're already halfway through February.
Man, isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. National Tim Tam Day. Boy, I had those when I was a kid.
I don't even know if I've ever heard of those. What is it?
It's a type
of chocolate?
It's like a, if I remember right, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, 715-423-1055.
There's your chance.
Yes. They're like a Kit Kat almost.
Oh, that is like kind singles, of what the picture looks like a little bit.
Unlike Kit Kats, where you get four for, all of them and everything. I don't think they come like that.
I don't know.
Terry, I expect you to do something for me nice today. It is National Do a Grouch Favor Day.
And what is the favor? Whack you on the side of the head?
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's about what I need. Might actually need it in an hour.
I just get my shoe off here so I can throw it at you.
Sometimes, say you know somebody in your life that is always in a bad mood or always seems to be a pig pen from the Peanuts or something like that, always got a cloud over them or around them or something like that. Did you ever wonder why they're like that? And I think that's not a bad thing. Now, if you want to take that a little bit further and try to hold the door open for them or grab them a water when you're getting one
with kindness,
or something.
Yes. Right?
Yeah. It's one of the greatest weapons I've ever learned, Terry. Killing things with kindness is easily one of the most powerful weapons that we have in our arsenal. We can all do this, and it is at all our capability. Because I believe this has happened to almost everybody. You've got somebody you don't like that much, and maybe you cut them. I don't mean physically. I mean like you cut them. You say something or you do something, an action that cuts at them or cuts at them or whatever. And then they turn around and they smile at you. Or they just hey, thanks, man, or something like that. It drives you insane.
Absolutely.
It's the best weapon there is. Like, I don't know why people even bother with revenge or anything like that. That is the best revenge. That is the best way to handle those things. And now when it comes to somebody who is a grump or in a moody, well, find out why they're like that. It's actually something that Sheriff Becker and I have talked about that has led to a lot of other conversations. I encourage people to, you know, do something nice for somebody that, you know, could use it today. Whatever a grouch is, I don't know.
I mean, oh, come on.
You can go, well, I only mean that it's like a broad definition, I feel like. If you are fortunate enough to be on Sesame Street and you can find Oscar,
right,
then you got this made. I mean, you easily. We
I think
know
there
he's
was
a
probably
grouch.
A grumpy Smurf too, right?
Oh yeah, there was. Yeah, there was. It had to be tough to be the grumpy Smurf. I don't know if it was tougher being the one female Smurf. National Almond Day. We move on. National Almond Day.
I like almonds.
Almonds are good. Yeah, I like it. Like, I don't like combining a lot of these kind of things, but I do like almonds in a Hershey bar. Those are good. Mm-hmm. Those are good.
But I even like to just snack on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they're salted or even some of the flavored ones, although that probably takes the healthy part of the snack out. But, you know, there's some good ones.
My grandfather would have that bowl of nuts next to him where it had like separate. It was separate. It was the walnuts, the almonds.
Oh,
and all that.
Like where you had to crack them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We have those at our house at Christmas time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he loved those almonds. Innovation Day. Very important one. Innovation. Everything in life is about innovation, pushing the envelope and trying to see what we can do. When we were first learning to walk, we looked up at the stars. Eventually, we'd be in them. You know, like that's innovation.
Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
That's pretty amazing. Yeah. And if you look at the scheme of things in the history of man, which isn't really that long when you think of time, it wasn't a gigantic jump from learning to walk upright to all of a sudden we're walking on the moon. Like, that's innovation. That's
absolutely.
And that's the human spirit, which is, to me, the human spirit is the most powerful thing in the universe. And that's part of the reason I can say that, I feel, is because we see something, we want to make it happen. We try to make it happen. We're still talking about flying cars and things like that. Like, who knows if it'll ever happen or anything, but we at least talk about it. We're trying to do these things. I know that there is a lot of fears about AI, and there's a lot that we have to keep an eye on, but that's our creation. We did that. And AI has a lot of positives to it. There's a lot of negatives too. We got to keep an eye on it. I'm not taking it lightly or anything, just like anything in society. But AI, computers, all this stuff, humans, human beings.
I was just trying to think what year the Jetsons are set in.
Ooh,
with the flying cars.
That's a great
like,
question.
Are we approaching that?
What year is the Jetsons set in? Oh, we got to look that up. Oh, yeah, before the end of the day, we're looking that up. And finally, for our National Day of Calendar for today, it is National No One Eats Alone Day.
Oh, that's loaded. So you have to find the grouch and you have to eat with them?
It's going to be an emotional day for you, everybody. Loneliness at school can be tough, whether it's feeling left out or at lunch or left behind in class. Social isolation can take a toll on kids. I can speak very highly to this. I dealt with this a lot in life. I moved around. I had 10 different addresses before I was 10. It was really tough for me to make friends anyway, let alone when you're moving schools every year or in the middle of school years and everything. And I got to a point where I kept alone. I didn't try to make friends. I just got pushed so far
easier,
to one direction.
Wasn't it?
It was a self-defense mechanism.
Yeah.
I'll completely admit it was me being protective of myself because it was easier doing that than trying to be friends with somebody and not working out or having to move or something. Again, just like with the grouch thing, sometimes somebody's sitting alone and they don't want to. And then there was me like in eighth grade or ninth grade or whatever, where I was probably sitting alone because I was a moody punk. Like, there's that too. But for the most part, especially when it comes to kids.
Oh yeah, absolutely. When it's kids,
yeah.
Reach out to someone today.
Yeah, it's a good. It's one of the best things you can do. Taking a quick look at Saturday and Sunday. For Saturday, it's National Tennis Pro Day.
Oh,
that's a fun one. World Human Spirit Day. Celebrate the human spirit. I think that one of the ways to do that is looking into different things we have accomplished.
Of course, it's also My Way Day.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. Of course. My Way Day, where everything you get everything your way. Good luck with that. Good luck with
let's
that.
Try it, though.
Yeah, let's go for it. Go for it.
What's the downside?
It's also National Public Science Day, which is a really important one. That's fantastic. You know, thank you, science. We appreciate you, science. I'm moving on from My Way Day to National Random Acts of Kindness Day. I love that those two share a day.
Yeah. That's,
so do something nice and then have it your way the rest of the day.
I mean, do it your way.
I did it
do
my
something nice how you want to. Mm.
Is there a country version of My Way from Sinatra? There should be.
There so might be.
I would like to hear Garth Brooks do that. I'd like to hear like somebody like
sweet,
a yeah. Oh, you know who would I really would have loved to hear it? I'm so sorry to do this if this is too soon. I'd love to have heard Toby Keith do My Way.
Yeah.
That'd have been pretty good. That'd have been pretty good, man. National Random Acts of Kindness Day. Brighten someone's day with unexpected kindness. Hold the door, pay for a coffee, or simply smile at somebody. Give them a nice gesture. I remember when we first moved to this area, people waved to us all the time, strangers. You know, I don't know the last time I saw that.
I suppose you weren't used to that.
No, not at all. Not at all, no.
I'm not waving something at you.
It took us a couple of times. Yes, exactly. It took us a couple of times to realize they were being nice. And it wasn't something else. It
was you know, so, okay, today, this is kind of a loaded weekend, right? Like, yeah. Today you say hi to the Grouch, and then tomorrow you give them something. You're really going to throw them off.
And it doesn't stop on Sunday, where we kick off a couple of weeks. On Sunday, it kicks off National Engineers Week. That is going on till Saturday, February 24th. We're not doing this job without engineers. So we greatly appreciate them. Specifically, I want to shout out to Chuck Gennaro, one of my favorite people in this business. Future Farmers of America Week starts Sunday, goes on till the 24th as well. The backbone of this country is our farmers, is our ag industry. We need more people involved in it, more younger people involved in it, spreading the awareness about that, spreading the power of farming and the joy of farming. I mean, how great of a rewarding of a career that can be. A lot of that. And that's something we got to do as a society, not just individually. It starts individually, but as a society, we've got to start promoting that more and start showing how much we appreciate that industry. Whatever we got to do, we need farming. And we are, to me, if farming was an endangered animal, we'd already been aware of it. But I feel like it's been going on for decades, the losing and losing our farmers, and not much gets done about it.
And so many people just take for granted, you know, produce and that. Like, you're in the store, and I don't know that people really stop and think about where it comes from.
Yeah. It's also the start of Real Bread Week and Random Acts of Kindness Week.
The whole week.
You got the whole week now going on.
Giver.
Yeah. Yes. Nice. It's Pluto Day on Sunday, National Battery Day as well, World Whale Day.
Oh, cool.
I've always wanted to see a whale in person.
I went on a whale watching tour in California on a whale watching boat.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were just a few that would just come up a little bit. And then all of a sudden, one came up out of the water. Oh. It was so cool.
Gosh, that's awesome.
So cool.
My dad threw me the other day. My dad does not. It sounded like my dad picked me up and threw me in the water. Yes, that was great. I couldn't have done that if I was
like
crying.
Off the side of the boat. Or
my dad threw me for one the other day. He's a very romantic guy, but he does things very spur of the moment. He's not too much of a planner. He's always been this way.
That's his gender.
Yeah. I go to him the other day and he's working on something. Like, what are you working on? And he's a human calculator, my dad. So he's not using a calculator, but he's doing math and everything. I thought he might be doing his taxes or something. He's trying to figure out what my mom and him are retired, what they would need to do, how much they would need to save to go on this Alaskan trip.
Cool.
He saw this Alaskan trip that he thought was awesome. You take a plane and then you take a boat or a train. And he loved the combination of travel. You go whale watching and all this stuff. Like, I don't know much about it, but he is jacked.
Good for him.
Yeah, I'm very excited
for
that.
Very cool.
I'm very excited. And I'm going to see if I can, tag along. No. That sounds very awkward for all of us.
Is there a child discount?
Got to figure it out.
Doesn't matter how old your kid is.
Come on. National Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day is Sunday.
Oh.
Okay, if you insist.
Every day is fine.
It should be. It should. Once you hit a certain age, do you. Be you, okay?
Eat what you want
Eat what you want, yeah. I mean, we want you healthy and everything, but I mean, come on, eat what you want. And maybe after that ice cream, you can top it off at Sunday night with a national nice glass of wine, National Drink Wine Day.
Oh, nice. It says day. You don't have to wait till night.
No, no, you don't. You're absolutely right. You know, you're so right about good catch. Good catch by you. You caught that one quick, didn't you? Nothing says it has to be a dark out.
There's got to be a wine. You know, I would think how, you know, like wine pairing with different foods and that kind of thing. You'd think there has to be a breakfast wine, right?
There's got
to
be. There's got, is that a mojito? Or
a mimosa, but that's champagne. Yeah. I mean, I don't, you know what I mean? Like a mojito. I mean, you could also have a mojito for breakfast. Yeah, I mean, whatever. So.
Enjoy your weekend, everybody. We're going to get into some requested music right now. We got some Toby Keith requested for you. How Do You Like Me Now? This is going out there for Dale over in Wisconsin Rapids. Keith co-wrote this song with Chuck Gannon, Cannon. He explained in publicity materials, Chuck and I have had so much success together. We started writing this song right after we finished another one. We got through the first verse, and I was just blown away by it. Chuck thought it was kind of okay, but you've got a when you've got a little piece of a song, it sometimes doesn't stick out when you've got a finished product laying right there. I kept telling him this was going to be a big song if we could just nail it. Took us about 6 months to get back to it after that, but we finally did get back together and nailed it. Spent 5 weeks at number one in the country charts. This was the lead song on the album, but when Keith gave it to his record company, Mercury, God, I love this story, they informed him that most of the tracks on the CD, for lack of a better word, sucked. He asked if he could have the songs back, and they told him he could buy them back. Keep in mind, this is Toby Keith before we know who Toby Keith is. Okay, he doesn't have a career going or anything. This is just Toby. This is just a guy. He buys his material back as a struggling, starting songwriter, singer. Buys him back. He then walked across the street to DreamWorks and sold the album for twice as much.
And it was a fabulous album.
Yeah, great album. He recalled being able to sing How Do You Like Me Now at the CMA Awards, and all the while thinking of his former company.
Thinking, hey, how do you like me now?
Yep. Keith said in 2000 regarding the inspiration for the tune, a lot of people became successful after they've been told that they won't ever be. So people can relate to this. It could be about an old flame, a boss, a teacher, whatever it means to each individual. It was a fun song to write. It's a fun song to hear. Appreciate you, Mr. Keith. Here is Toby Keith. How Do You Like Me Now? Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing. Who could that be singing? Your wake up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Hi, this is George Strait.
So upset, nervous wreck, can't believe you said goodbye. Sit and smoke, cry and joke about these tears in my eyes. How could you do what you've gone and done to me? I wouldn't treat a dog the way you treated me, but that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you. A million times, a million lines, and I bought them every one. You don't care, you rip and tear every dream I've counted on. That I should thank my unlucky stars that I'm alive and you're the way you are. But that's what I get. I've come to expect it from you.
Down our long dusty driveway,
set my mind to go. Well, I was 18 and wild and free and a-wondering. Daddy took me by the hand, looked out at the world and at his grown man and said, don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Cause I took this walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Out a long dusty driveway, this time we both would go. Well, he had grown old and gray, and his mind was a-wandering. Daddy took me by the hand, said, I know where we're going, and I understand. Don't worry, boy, it'll be alright. Walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes. Well, you can't hold back the hands of time, it's just something you've got to do. So dry your eyes, I understand just what you're going through. Cause I took this same walk with my old man, boy, I've been in your shoes. Yes, I took walk, you're walking now, boy, I've been in your shoes.
Vince Gill on Country Legends 24/7.
And I played my father's, he had two guitars, and I played them. And then he also got me, when I was very small, a tenor guitar, which only has the first four strings. So the neck is much smaller, not as wide as a six-string guitar. So I learned to play on a tenor guitar. And I tuned it like a regular guitar and started learning the rudimentary chords from my dad. And he showed me. And I was playing, you know, show and tell stuff in grade school, second, third grade. And I don't have a conscious memory of when I started, but all I know is it's all I've ever done.
from 105.5 FM.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each head. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Goodbye. Oh, now I've got to say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've got to say that I thank God I stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me to Pina Colada. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land.
Oh, troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand.
I buried her in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas and say hello to her good time and man.
One and only, Garth Brooks, getting us ready for the weekend with two pina coladas and one in each hand.
Fine with me. Mine would be margaritas, good. Though, not pina coladas.
Yeah, I'll have the pina coladas.
I'm not a big coconutty person.
I'm not a big fruity drink person, but I'll...
But you'll take them? You'll try it?
If Garth Brooks is handing them out,
take
sure,
one for the team?
I'll take one for... Yeah, why not? You know, hey, it's a Friday. Why not? This is an awesome story. So Diplo, for those that don't know, is a DJ. Has worked with a lot of big name artists. I believe he's married to Katy Perry or something like that. But he's worked in electronic music for quite some time. But he's a Southern boy.
Cool.
And he was hiking through Kenya. Okay. Kenya, Africa. The other day recently, and ran into two men that were listening to Toby Keith on their phone. And even sang along to with the chorus to them as Should Have Been a Cowboy, as they all shared a warm laugh together. Diplo wrote, "Toby, thanks for letting me and two random Kenyan hikers feel connected through your music." And the caption on his post was, "Proof that music connects us all no matter where you are come from."
That's cool.
That's pretty darn cool.
That's awesome.
Just two random African men are just, they just pass each other hiking. And he's like, "Wait, are they listening to Toby Keith?" Are they... That, I mean, that's pretty cool.
I mean,
cool.
It's a great song. How can you not?
It's great. It's awesome. And it's also noteworthy, I think. So the rumor mill is chugging along and with talks of Beyonce teaming up with Taylor Swift. Well, now even more country stars are being linked to Beyonce's next album, including Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus. Back in an interview with Trevor Noah back in 2022, Dolly said that she would love Beyonce to cover Jolene. She said she could take my little songs and make them powerhouses. That would be a marvelous day in my life. And now, according to a reliable source, Miley Cyrus and Beyonce will be collaborating on a version of Jolene that Miley just did that
with
Dolly.
Yeah, and she's, that's Dolly's goddaughter, right?
I think
Dolly's her godmother.
I think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have a long time connection.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool because that validates, you know what I mean? Dolly being like, hey, I'm all in on this.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Even without Dolly or Miley on her songs, Beyonce is still crushing the iTunes country charts. All four versions of Texas Hold'em are in the top five. There's an a cappella, an original, and an instrumental. And then 16 Carriages took up the last five spots at number two. This is pure domination when it comes to this music genre. It's something that only a handful of artists have done.
Yeah.
Now, you and I were talking in the break. Oh, yeah. And you're not alone. There's a couple of radio stations that have said that they will not play her music. That is getting into dangerous territory to me. If you are running a radio station and you are making like moves like that, like you don't, like radio can't do that, man.
Well,
you know how fortunate we are to still have radio?
Because aren't you playing what your listeners want to hear, right?
Exactly. I mean, it's not about you. What we're doing right now, everything. If we wanted to do the show Terry and I wanted to do, this would be a very different show, everybody.
Except tomorrow is my way day, so.
Yeah, so okay, I guess. All right, tomorrow's show, Terry. I promise you, tomorrow's sunrise show, all what you want.
Really?
Anything you want to do.
Oh, James.
Yep. I find it... For one, the queen of country herself, Dolly Parton, wanted Beyonce to cover this song, okay?
I'll be curious to hear that one. I'm very curious. What they do with it.
I find it, like, tell me you're racist without telling me you're racist, please, okay? When it comes to this subject, nobody wants to say that. I will say it. I've heard enough friggin' people talk about this to the point where if you change the color of this woman's skin, this doesn't come up. Nobody's saying.
I can't think of a pop artist that.
Darius Rucker just did this. Like, there are plenty of pop artists that go into country music and nobody bats an eye. She starts doing it and all of a sudden it's a big deal.
Oh, see, like, for me, it's not. I just. And I like that Texas Hold'em. You said, what'd you say? There's four versions?
Four versions.
I've only heard one. So I would be open to listening to the other ones.
I want to be very clear about this. I don't throw that card around. You have never heard me in 20-some years on these airwaves throw something like that out there. I only throw it out there when I feel I can back it up, and I feel like I can on this
one. That's fine, but I don't
agree.
And that's
one of the things I love about our friendship. We can do that, and we'll be laughing in 10 minutes. But to me, that's one of the things that stands out about this that nobody wants to say, because I understand why. We're already in a difficult year. We're in a divisive year, and I'm not trying to be divisive, but I do think it's a little silly for a radio station in 2024 to say no to any artist, let alone one of the biggest artists in the universe. Why are you saying no? Because you don't like the song? Or obviously the people do. This is blowing up everywhere. It seems like there's very more people like this than don't. We should be playing her music. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
But it's not classic yet.
We play a lot of non-classic. So in 20 years, we may play. We may. We got to wait, though. You're right.
In
we got to wait until it's classic.
Holy
we got to wait.
Man.
That's very true.
20 years?
Well, wait, 20 years. My God. 20 years.
Will you still be here?
Not if I keep going the way I'm going. If you've ever wanted to see Africa,
this is James's last week.
Yeah, I'll see you, everybody. There's some people out there might be okay with that. If you've ever wanted to see Africa, October would be a good time to go. Kip Moore and the Zac Brown Band will be co-headlining South Africa's first ever country music festival. Darius Rucker and Brothers Osborne will be there too.
That weird first ever?
That's crazy. That's something. Tickets go on sale today. They're expecting up to 60,000 fans a day, which goes to show how far-reaching country music appeal has appealed and gone right now.
That's kind of cool.
I would have never thought of it, to be honest with you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like... Huh.
Yeah. Well, if you notice, I kind of like the two stories we bookended here kind of have a little bit to do with each other. And I thought that was kind of cool to see how popular the music
is.
That is
interesting.
And the music is for everybody. You know, nobody would ever say, well, they shouldn't be listening to that over there or something. No, because music's for everybody. We will get out of the way. We'll come back with some great stuff on the way for you, everybody. We are going to be hearing a little bit of Alison Krauss. Got some Dwight Yoakam and a little bit of Randy Travis, all in your future, coming up on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop at 250 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, you got beans?
Yeah, man, I got beans. I have coffee beans. Take a whiff.
Whoa, those are fresh.
I just got done roasting these beans today. You want me to grind you some?
Right on. Can I get a bag to go?
Yeah, we have sample bags right over here.
Wow, man, that's a lot of beans. Hey, what's that?
Coffee cake. Handmade, secret ingredients, love and butter.
I want a piece of that, too.
From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Family-owned, freshest coffee. Find us on Facebook. This place is awesome.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today, and it will be a bit cooler than yesterday. Our high right around 26 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down to around 7 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 30. On Sunday, sunny and warmer with a high near 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Quit hunting with my daddy, guess I didn't make the time. And it's been a year since I seen a deer, had a smallmouth on the line. The other day I hooked a monster, and as I reeled him in, I thought, man, it feels good to be country again.
Feels good to be country again.
This is Dwight Yoakam. We'll be right back.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.